Hey guys, this is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for being on the Weekday Podcast today. Today I want to talk about the problem with bad choices. And here's the problem. We all make them. Every single one of us makes bad choices. This last Sunday we talked about this idea of making a comeback. And honestly, most people in the room were quick to admit that we've all made mistakes that we wish we could take back. There's some things that we wish we could undo. Well, Sunday, we looked at the life of King David. Now, King David was a remarkable guy. I mean, he is an incredible king in Scripture. He was a teenager when God set him apart to be the next king of Israel. He was somebody that God said has a heart after God. In fact, Laura and I were talking about this on Friday or Saturday. We're like, what is that? I mean, what is that where God would say he has a heart after me, and yet David was somebody that made a terrible mistake. The problem with bad choices, the problem with bad decisions is we all blow it at some point in our life. And so today I want to talk about this first element of it so that we can be on the lookout, so that we can be aware. And here's the principle for today. Every saint has a past and every sinner has a future. Every saint has a past. In other words, no matter who you read about in Scripture, they all made mistakes. We're all going to do it. We all make bad choices at some point in our life. So every saint literally has a past that they wish they could undo. But the great promise is every sinner, when they respond to the grace of God, has an incredible future available to them. Well, if you know the story, David got in trouble when he was someplace he was not supposed to be. In 2 Samuel chapter 11, he should have been off at battle. He should have been at war. He should have been leading the armies of Israel, and yet he decided to stay home. And in 2 Samuel chapter 11, when he couldn't sleep, he goes out onto the rooftop of his palace. He overlooks the city. He looks down, and he sees a beautiful woman taking a bath. And so he asked about her. He's like, who is that woman? And his assistants, his inside crew said, well, isn't that Bathsheba? Isn't that Uriah's wife? And David ignores their warning and he invites her to his house. He ends up having a meal with her. He ends up wining and dining her. One thing leads to another. He ends up having sex with her. And he ends up finding out later that she's pregnant. And he then tries to figure out, how can I cover this up? What can I do? I don't want to admit I've blown it. I don't want to admit I've made a mistake. And so he keeps time after time trying to cover up his sin. And here's what David learns. David learns that sin will always take you further than you're willing to go. Sin will always keep you longer than you're willing to stay. And sin will always cost you more than you're willing to pay. See, on the front end, when we make mistakes, it doesn't seem like a big deal. Sin seems fun in the moment. Sin seems enticing in that situation. But what happens is what starts out small, what starts out as a distraction, what starts out as a temptation, if we give into it, begins to grow. And it begins to grow so much that it keeps us longer than we expected to. And if we're not careful, it will cost us more than we're willing to pay. And so today really is this warning. And here's the warning. If David can blow it, any of us can do it. If David could end up committing adultery and committing murder, if David could do that, any of us could do despicable things. And here's what I found. Oftentimes those things happen when we have an unexpected opportunity and we have an undetected weakness. For David, the unexpected opportunity was he was home when he should have been away, and the undetected weakness was this woman, somebody else's wife. When you put those two things together, unexpected opportunity, undetected weakness, it sets us up to blow it. And so today, I don't know what you're dealing with, but there are people listening today that you might be on the front end of a bad decision. You might be on the front end of flirting with something that you shouldn't. And so I want to warn you, while you've got time, while you've got margin, would you stop where you're at? And would you stop going down that path? And would you ask God, God, would you help me? God, would you help me to get out of this situation your way? And hey, honestly, if you need any help with that, if there's anything we can do to come alongside you, to pray for you, offer advice in that, feel free to drop us an email. Just email prayer at sugarhillchurch.com. Again, that's just prayer at sugarhillchurch.com. And we would be honored to walk alongside you in that. Well, hey, that's all the time I have for today. I hope you'll join me back here Thursday as we pick up the same conversation and we talk about a reminder that we need in the middle of this. But remember today, every saint has a past and every sinner has a future. God can still use you. Have a great day.